another $100 million in interest for overvaluing his properties in order to get more favorable terms from banks and lenders. The state's attorney general, Letitia James, whose office brought the case, says the ruling proves no one is above the law.
For years, Donald Trump engaged in deceptive business practices and tremendous fraud. Donald Trump falsely, knowingly, inflated his net worth by billions of dollars to unjustly enrich himself, his family, and to cheat the system.
Mr. Trump's also banned from running companies in New York for 3 years. This is ABC News. Scientists get double the rubble to study from a NASA mission.
Last September.
Touchdown
on Earth. Now NASA finally has counted up all the samples from the asteroid Bennu returned by its OSIRIS-REx spacecraft. It says the rubble's double of what it expected, 121 grams of dust and pebbles. It may be just over half a cup, but it's the biggest cosmic haul ever from beyond the moon. Why'd it take longer than expected to pry open the sample container? Stuck fasteners.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. President Biden's campaign is embracing TikTok. It's hoping to tap into a pool of younger voters, but a lot of adults still aren't too sure that the video sharing app should even operate in the United States. A survey by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research finds a third of adults are in favor of a nationwide ban on TikTok. A third oppose a ban, and a third, well, they really don't care one way or the other. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
A low tonight of 10 degrees, clear to partly cloudy skies and cold conditions. Saturday, partly cloudy and rather breezy, a high of 30 with 12 to 25 mile an hour winds. Saturday night, a few clouds and breezy, a low of 22. Sunday, 37 and a touch warmer, partly cloudy and mild Monday and 42. And Tuesday, mixed skies, spotty sprinkles and 47.
We brought our first dog prints home in it. Someone in the Piggly Wiggly parking lot put a dent in it. I used it to learn to drive and catch all the pretty girls' eyes on Friday nights. We took advantage of the 10 bucks a carload and squeezed 13 people in it at the drive-in picture show. Used for homecoming parades, it knew every road that wasn't paved, and it was U.S. made. I drive a used car, used for real life, seen a few miles like it's got its own heart. Used for good times, saw some blue lights when I'm asked about my ride. Yeah, buddy, I just smile and say I drive a used car. We rode in it to bury Grandpa. Drove it off to college in the early fall. Might be on the second engine, I wouldn't trade it for a million. Me and that car seeing it all. I drive a used car, used for real life, seen a few miles like it's got its own heart. Used for good times, saw some blue lights when I'm asked about my ride. Yeah, buddy, I just smile and say I drive a used car. Drive a used car, used for real life, seen a few miles like it's got its own heart. Used for good times, saw some blue lights when I'm asked about my ride. Yeah, buddy, I just smile and say I drive a used car. ask about my ride. Yeah, buddy, I just smile and say I drive a used car. I drive a used car. Then we'll talk.
Good evening and welcome to High School Basketball on WRCO. This is the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show, and we lead toward basketball action between the Seneca Royals and the Ithaca Bulldogs. Boys basketball coming up here tonight from WRCO Sports. Stay tuned for tonight's pregame show.
Winter is the season at Vitesnik Power Sports for snowmobiles and boat shows. Beat the crowds and the admission at our in-house boat show, February 23rd to the 25th. Come see the great deals from brands like Tracker, Sun Tracker, Ranger, Regency, Nitro, Tahoe, Triton, and Sea-Doo. Our clearance models won't last long. Join us at Vitesnik's in-house boat show, February 23rd to the 25th. Vitesnik Power Sports, Richland Center, and Vitesnik.com.
There are girls' basketball games in the area tonight. Richland Center hosts the Weston JV team, and Potosi Cassville is at River Valley. Boys' basketball, Highland at Cassville, Mineral Point at Riverdale, Fenimore at Iowa Grand, Boscobel hosts Darlington, Westby at Black River Falls, Luther at Viroqua, Mauston at Wautoma, Nakusa at Wisconsin Dells. Adams Friendship plays at Westfield, River Valley at Dodgeville, Richland Center is at Prairie du Chien, Lancaster at Platteville, Wazika Subin travels to Weston, North Crawford at Kickapoo, and Seneca at Ithaca in boys' basketball.
Richland Center and Boscobel residents, support your community by shopping local at NAPA, your friendly, locally owned store. For all Milwaukee Tools fans, now is the time to stock up. Buy more, save more. Purchase $300 and get a $50 gift card, $400 for a $100 gift card, or go big with $500 and enjoy a $150 gift card. NAPA Auto Parts at Richland Center and Boscobel. Hurry, these specials run now through February.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort?
Contact the experts at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
If you're a hunter, you know keeping your feet warm and dry is crucial to whether or not your hunt is a success. The Shoebox has the best selection of hunting boots around, from Danner, Lacrosse, Irish Setter, Rocky, Red Wing, and more. Sizes up to 16 and several waterproof selections to choose from. A new pair of boots from the Shoebox will get you out there and keep you out there. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth on Highway 14, stop by and receive service like it ought to be. Open Season Hunting Outlet LLC Richland Center has what you want to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. From 17 caliber varmint guns to shotguns, deer rifles, modern AR rifles, trail cameras, and archery. Open Season Hunting Outlet, open from 11 to 5 Monday through Friday and Saturday 8:30 until 2 at 182 North Main Street, downtown Richland Center. Or call 649-0030. For competitive prices on guns, ammo, and other outdoor needs, stop at Open Season Hunting Outlet or visit openseasonoutlet.com.
Mike Benson, Ithaca boys basketball coach, is our guest. Coach, as you look at this week, the game with Seneca Friday night, how important is this one for the Bulldogs?
This one's very important. All of them going forward are, we've actually been playing like that since we lost to Crawford early in the season, because can't afford to lose, especially this time of year anymore. We're one game behind, so we need somebody to help us beat North Crawford to get tied up for conference. But Crawford has three hard games coming up, so hopefully somebody gets them. But we got to take care of our own business first.
Yeah, definitely. And you got to worry about yourselves. And, you know, the last few games, I know you struggled a little bit. What's been the biggest Achilles heel for the Bulldogs?
Well, part of it is a lot of our kids have been sick and playing through being sick, and we've had a lot of people out this week. But the other part is we've been depending on the three-point shot too much the last few games, and we have not shot that well from the three-point line. Against Kickapoo, we finally shot better from the three-point line, but the two previous games, we were 12 for 59 first. We shouldn't be shooting almost 60 three-pointers in two games. That's way too many, and to only make 12, that makes things even worse.
So you're taking some steps to maybe run some different plays and things like that?
We've added a few different plays in, trying to pound it in the post more. And it's just more, we need to get more open look threes. We're forcing threes over top of defenders, which, you know, those are hard shots to make. Open threes, when we get catch it and get in rhythm, that's when we're dangerous. When we're trying to force them over top of people, obviously it doesn't work well, and it's shown.
With the team, I think one of the better halves was against Royal, if you go back to that game that you lost. But certainly, if you can go back and kind of incorporate some of the things you did in that game, you'd be good going forward, wouldn't you?
Yeah, we told them the exact same thing last week and started this week. We told them the same thing. You play with the intensity that you had against Royal, and things will work out just fine. I know it's, you know, big hype game, and the crowds, the gym was jam-packed. And, you know, it's hard to reproduce that energy, but they need to find out, you know, figure out how to do that and play that way, because, you know, we played great against our big guys and just played a great game overall. That's the best game we played all year, even though we came up on the short end. But, you know, still the best game we played, and we need to get back to that.
Sounds good. Mike Benson joining us on WRCO. I'll have more in a moment.
We need volunteers. Do you want to give back to your community? Does caring for those in need appeal to you? Would you like to meet new people and make new friends? Schmidt Woodland Hills is actively seeking volunteers to help us fulfill our mission of caring for those in need in Richland County. We have openings for volunteers to assist in a variety of ways as we provide care to our residents and their families. We can offer flexible times and flexible hours. If you are ready to experience the joy of giving to others, please call 647-8931 and ask for John Tews.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
The Richland County Telephone Directory is your local guide to the people, places, and things you need. They've got you covered from A to Z. Whether you're looking for someone, someplace, or something, turn to the Richland County Telephone Directory and get connected. At your fingertips and easy to browse 365 days a year. The Richland County Telephone Directory, the only phone book you'll need in Southwest Wisconsin. Call 647-3388 for more information about the Richland County Telephone Directory.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker. Hey, Hank, have you tried one of Christie's breakfast entrees?
Did you make them?
No, of course not. My role is still very limited. But Christie and her team do offer several very tasty breakfast options. Quiche, sandwiches, and breakfast treats, along with great coffee and other beverages to entice your palate. Christie Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Mike Benson joins us from Ithaca, the boys' basketball coach. And as you look at the upcoming bracket unveil coming up on Sunday, any inkling of where the Bulldogs might be going in the postseason?
I have no clue because our seed of 16 is so stacked, it's hard to tell where we're going to be. We should have at least the first game should be at home. After that, it just depends where we're seated, if we'll have a second game at home. But we can be anywhere from a 4-7 seed with, you know, with four or five losses. It's in our 16 seeds, there's at least been six or seven of the teams ranked in the top 10 in the state at some point in the year. So our section of the regional is just packed and loaded. It's every game's going to be a tough game.
And it's now computerized, so you know no one can argue strength of schedule or things like that, and you don't really get into any of those political controversies with the conferences where you don't want to vote against your conference or you always vote for your conference. So, but it's still kind of up in the air, isn't it?
It is. So that's why it's going to be interesting to see where we end up. If I had to guess, I would guess probably about a 5 seed, but you know we still have to win a couple games here before they do the seeding. If we lose one or two of them, you know, we're going to drop even lower. So we got to take care of business. The more we win, the better our seeding's going to be.
You've had a brutal schedule. You had 4 games in the 1 week, and then this week you play Friday and Saturday, and how hard is that?
Well, playing back-to-back is always hard, but then, yeah, we had 4 games in 5 days, but during that stretch we also had Crawford the Thursday before and Highland after that, so we had like 6 games in 10 days. That was a rough stretch, and I think it wore on the boys because, you know, that's a lot of games, you know, having to go to school and then going and playing basketball. You know, NBA players don't even play that type of schedule, so it was brutal.
And I guess a couple of those were because of the weather, right, or not?
One was because of the weather. That was DeSoto. Otherwise, we had everybody else scheduled to be in that stretch, so it would have been like 5 games in 10 days instead of 6. But yeah, the DeSoto game, when we had to go to DeSoto, that was a rescheduled one. But otherwise, we haven't had any other weather changes because the weather has been actually pretty nice this winter, which is nice.
Yeah. Well, let's focus on the game with Seneca. How well do you match up against them?
We match up really well against them. They're actually one of the teams that we're taller and bigger than. We just have to, you know, pound it down in the post and use our big guys like we should. Seneca, they like to run like we do, but they like to shoot a lot of threes like us. So we both have the same type of play style. So it's just a matter of who's going to rebound better and play better defense this night, tomorrow night.
Yeah, so it could be, if you hit your shots, it could be a high-scoring game, couldn't it?
Yeah, it was a high-scoring game up there at Seneca. So I'm guess it's going to be the same way down here.
And the team, you're getting healthier? At least that's the hope, right?
Yeah, we're trying to get healthier. We've had the sick bug going through the team. This week we've had every day of practice this week so far. We've had at least 3 or 4 people sick. A couple people missed a game against Kickapoo. So I know there's two out tonight, at least two out tonight from practice for being sick, so hopefully it gets out of the system here soon because we got tournament coming around.
Yeah, most definitely. Season flies by, especially when you're playing this many games in a short amount of time, isn't it?
Yeah, there's been a lot of games packed into February. You know, you have a 3.5 month season, and you have that schedule of 6 games in 10 days in February, and then, you know, we got 3 this week, and then we finish with 1 next week. So half your schedule was in 1 month, so it's got to be a lot of games.
All right. We look forward to seeing you again against Seneca. Good luck to you and the Bulldogs.
Thanks, Phil.
That's Mike Benson joining us on WRCO Sports.
Welcome to Local Sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to Local Sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
From Ithaca, good evening, everybody. Welcome to tonight's Ridge and Valley Conference matchup. The Bulldogs taking on the Royals of Seneca. Seneca comes in with a record of 8-11. They are 5-6 in the conference. The Bulldogs at 17-4 and 7-2 in, I should say 9-2 in action here in the Ridge and Valley Conference. Channing Brown averages about 23 points per ball game. Devin Iam around 15, Sammy Clary a little over 12. Devin Iam averaging 9.5 rebounds, and Wesley Nelson averaging over 5. Sammy Clary averaging over 7 assists per game. On the other side for the Seneca Royals, and they are coached by Brian Quasney. First of all, Dawson Davison averages 16 a ball game, and Briar Wall 9.5. Almost 9 for Gage Wall. Rebounding leader, Gage Wall, averaging 5 per ball game, and Dawson Davison averaging just over 3 assists per ball game. Earlier tonight, it was a win for Ithaca over Seneca in the JV game, 46-38. Come on back with us. We've got more action from Ithaca straight ahead. Game number 2, the varsity game, coming up on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Transform your space with Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your ultimate destination for custom craftsmanship and quality. They offer a seamless experience as your one-stop shop for custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and flooring options. Skilled designers and craftsmen bring your vision to life with unparalleled quality, embracing locally sourced materials. The cabinets, unlike box store options, are meticulously crafted from plywood. Say no to ordinary and yes to extraordinary. Visit Foggy Bottom Woodworks at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet, or give them a call at 739-4440. Check their Facebook page for a glimpse into their world. With over 20 years in business, they're here to make your dreams a reality. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., or Saturdays and evenings by appointment.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Since 1986, Lime Ridge Ag has been a partner with livestock and crop growers in the area. They have also helped support the community, schools, organizations, and people in need. And the primary ability for them to give back is with the support the community has shown them. Thanks for nearly 40 years of feeding your dairy, your hogs and beef, your poultry, pets, horses, and show animals. Thanks for the opportunity to provide agronomy-based products as well as feed and grain handling equipment. Lime Ridge Ag, helping grow nutritionally sound beef, pork, and dairy products.
Our national anthem performed by the Ithaca High School Pep Band. Nice job tonight, just prior to game time. The teams going back to their benches and getting set to be introduced, and we'll introduce them to you on the radio coming up as well. Ridge and Valley boys basketball between Seneca and Ithaca right around the corner on WRCO and WRCO.com.
At the Richland Hospital and Clinics, we're committed to providing heart and stroke care that aligns with the latest research-based treatment guidelines. Studies show patients can recover better when these guidelines are consistently followed. We're proud to be recognized by the American Heart Association for our achievement in the Get With The Guidelines Coronary Artery Disease Quality Program. Another way the Richland Hospital and Clinics is working to improve healthcare for you and your family.
Listen up, area contractors or handymen. All American Do It Center can help build your business. We have the tools and materials for the job, plus our rental center is here with equipment you may need from start to finish. Our delivery service can deliver to your job site's doorstep or rooftop, so you don't have to stop working. From deals on clearance items to continuing education and in-house charge accounts, we have you covered. Let our team at All American Do It Center help build your success. Visit allamericandoitcenter.com in Thomas, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Here are the starters for the Seneca Royals tonight. Number 0, Briar Wall, a junior. Number 3, Gage Wall, a sophomore. Number 4, Reggie George, a junior. Number 5, Dawson Davison, a junior. And number 13, Owen Opright, who is a junior. Here are the Ithaca Bulldogs. Starting lineup tonight includes senior Micah Salisbury. Number 11 is Channing Brown. Also number 20 is Wesley Nelson. Number 23, Sammy Clary. And 24 is Devin I. Ben Hipsch in uniform tonight as well. He is the greeter as they make their way to the floor. Bulldogs need this one tonight. Tough one the last time they played, but Ithaca did come out on top, as Coach Mike Benson alluded to. That was a high-scoring game last time. Bulldogs won it 81-66 at Seneca High School back on Thursday, January 18th. Ithaca comes out to jump center will be Devin Eim. He'll be going against Reggie George of Seneca. We hope you enjoy it tonight on the radio, Friday Night Live from Ithaca. Three-man officiating crew, everybody in place, and the tip is controlled by Seneca. Here they go, Gage Wall on the left side, looking to shoot, pulls up, nothing. Fires back, top of the circle, three on the way. That one banks off for Briar Wall, and the rebound by Wesley Nelson. Outlet pass for Brown, down to Sammy Clary, wings it across. There's Salisbury on a drive, airmails it back to Channing Brown, and Seneca right on him. And Channing will bring it back toward half court, gives it off to Sammy Clary. Backdoor pass for Nelson, knocked into the stands. So good hands. Inbound will come from the Bulldogs on the far side, right near the Seneca bench. So Sammy Clary will get it going. Clary brings it in to Channing Brown. Brown dribbles, top of the circle, backs off, bounce feed Sammy Clary. Clary down to the baseline, pulls up, nowhere to wander, and then wings it back to Brown. Channing way outside, fires back to Salisbury. Bulldogs working it low, stopping now as Salisbury lobs to Clary. Sammy on a drive, tries to push it across, fires it into the lane. Salisbury follow a 16-footer, no good. Rebound Seneca. Gage Wall will airmail it up the sideline. Taken by Davison. Kicks it out for Briar Wall. Three on the way, no good. Rebound Sammy Clary, and he'll chuck it the other way, and Seneca gets the steal. Nice save by Owen Opright. Into the hands now of Davison. Dawson drives coast to coast. Lays it up, no good. Rebound Sammy Clary. So the Royals have had some opportunities, and they knock it away again. Out of bounds at half court, Briar Wall pumping up the energy here on the Seneca defense. So Sammy Clary will put it in play. Lobs it into the backcourt, taken there by Channing Brown. Brown with a dribble drive, fires over to Clary. Down to Nelson, high post, Eim, turnaround shot on the rim, won't go. Rebound pulled down by the Royals, taken by Reggie George. And Dawson Davison is met with the Bulldog half-court trap. Eim knocks it away, but stepped out of bounds. Good hustle by Devin Eim. And Seneca will get it back. They'll have it here on the sideline. No score in this game so far. Nearly 2 minutes into it. And we are expecting it to be a high-scoring game. Gage Wall brings it back. Top of the circle. Three on the way. Seneca short and saved inbounds by Reggie George to Cleary. Cleary up ahead to Brown. Channing dribbles to the corner. Pulls up. Long three on the way. Banks off. Rebound Salisbury. Puts on the floor. It's chopped away by Gage Wall. And Wall brings it to half court. Throws it left side to Davison. Dawson on a quick move in the lane. Call for traveling. Looked like he was going to dish it off. And then when the passing lane closed down, he actually kept it and took an extra step. Ball comes in play. Caught now by Salisbury. Salisbury back to Cleary. Sammy will walk it down. Still no score. 15:40 remaining in the first half. Channing Brown, right wing. Pulls up. Cleary meets it. Now the pass back to Channing. Deep three from the corner. No good. Rebound by Salisbury. Micah leaning in. Fires off to Sammy Cleary for three. That one is in and out. And the rebound by Seneca. And Dawson Davison airmails it the other way. Shot blocked by Cleary. And punched out of bounds. Gage Wall, the shooter. Boy, we're seeing some defense here tonight. Like to see that. Both teams getting up and down the floor. So Channing Brown catches the inbound. Gives it back to Sammy Cleary. Now back to Channing on the near side. Lobs it across court by Devin Eim on the left wing. Devin fires it to Cleary in the paint. Turnaround 10-footer good. And the Bulldogs finally are on the board. 2-0 Ithaca. Under 15 minutes remaining in the first half. Long lob for Davis, and Dawson gets around the defender. Threads it low. Shot up. No good. Foul called on the Bulldogs. Reggie George will be shooting a pair of free throws. So the first foul marked on the Bulldogs. Devin Eim. At the free throw line, Reggie George. First free throw is no good. He'll get a second throw from the official. Seneca traveling well. A good number of folks on the far sideline. Free throw is good, and Seneca is on the board. It is 2-1. Boy, these two teams have had some great matchups in their history. Paul comes across now to Channing Brown. Browning on the left wing now looks, fires it off to Cleary. Over to Nelson. Wes holds it up on the wing. Airmails it back to Salisbury. Three from the corner. No good. The rebound pulled down by Briar Wall and Seneca. 2-1. Bulldogs leading. 14.5 remaining in the first half. They'll break the half-court trap. Opright, right side pass. Davison for a three and the lead. No good. And the rebound by Nelson knocked away by Briar Wall. And he will shoot and score. Seneca takes the lead at 3-2. Seneca being aggressive and no pass or rebound is safe. Channing Brown back to Sammy Cleary. He'll fire it over to Nelson. He pops it back inbounds to Salisbury into Eim, and Devin is fouled on the floor. So the number for Seneca will be taken to the bench. Fouls will be even at one apiece, and Ithaca will inbound the basketball. This foul is on Gage Wall. Inbound pass, Cleary to the corner. Eim for three in a crowd. No good. Rebound pulled down by Dawson Davison. And out now to Gage Wall. Taken away by Channing Brown. Brown goes in and softly feathers it in. Timeout taken by Coach Mike Benson. The Bulldogs lead 4-3. Area boys basketball. 13:51 remaining in the first half here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hill Point. With all the current diagnostic equipment and ASC-certified technicians, they provide top-notch service on your cars, trucks, and farm equipment, including hydraulic hose repair, welding, metal fabricating, ag and auto tire sales, and light and heavy-duty towing. They'll even tow your vehicle or large truck to a repair shop of your choice. Call Arneson Service and Repair today at 986-4300.
Hi, this is Mark Crary at TitleWorks LLC. Title insurance. What is it? Why do I need it? What am I paying for? Which title company should I use? All good questions. If you're buying, selling, or refinancing, visit our new website, at titleworks-rc.com to answer these questions and more. TitleWorks LLC, located 161 North Central Avenue in Richland Center, 647-7900.
4-3 Ithaca in the lead. Here on WRCO Radio, ball comes in play for Seneca. Bulldogs have extended that half-court trap to three-quarters. Seneca fumbles the ball, but they'll pick it up and set it up. Now picked off by Salisbury. Micah takes it in coast-to-coast, lays it in softly, and scores. Bulldogs take a lead of 6-3, much to the delight of their home fans. Seneca breaks the press, knocked away by Clary, and out of bounds. Seneca will have the basketball on the out-of-bounds line with 13:30 remaining in the first half. Dawson Davison looks, fires it in. Top of the circle, taken there by Breyer Wall. Puts it on the floor, backs up, three on the way. Good for Breyer Wall. And Seneca has tied it up at six. Bulldogs break the press. Sammy Clary throws to Channing Brown. He'll shoot a two, mid-range jumper, no good. And Seneca with a rebound knocked away, picked up by Clary. Sammy to the corner, Salisbury for a three, no good. Rebound Devin Iam, and a foul called on Seneca, which will be the team's second. So the foul will be marked, and the Bulldogs will have the ball on the out-of-bounds line. This one is on Dawson Davison. Ball comes in play, Nelson throws it back now to Salisbury. Salisbury throws it right side, Clary for a three, got it. Sammy Clary with 5 points early, and the Bulldogs take a lead of 9-6. Seneca easing the ball across half court. Davison has it knocked away. There's a fumble picked up by Wes Nelson. Whips it up to now Channing Brown, and he will score. Channing Brown with his second basket. Went over 1,000 earlier. Now a timeout taken by Seneca. 11-6 Bulldogs operating on all cylinders here now. 12:35 remaining first half on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Hi, this is Mark Jelenic at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We understand the loss of a loved one is a complicated and stressful time for surviving family members. We pride ourselves on making final arrangements convenient and stress-free. Our services and memorial facilities have been designed with your family's comfort and convenience in mind. We are equipped to meet all of your requests, allowing you time to connect with family and friends while celebrating and reflecting on your loved one's life. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service's dedicated funeral directors and staff are here for you.
Hi, my name is Ryan Lemke, RCHS co-principal. As a community, we support our high school athletes and want them to be the best on game day. Did you know that one night of binge drinking can diminish 2 weeks of athletic training? 90% of adults who develop an addiction to alcohol started in their teens. You can play a role in their athletic success by encouraging that one choice not to use substances. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Reggie George misses a shot for Seneca, and the Bulldogs rebound. We're back to action. Channing Brown for three from the corner. Got it. Channing Brown with his first triple. The Bulldogs open up a 14-6 lead over Seneca. Just under 12 minutes remaining in the first half. Breyer Wall is trapped at the midcourt scorer's table area. Ball knocked out of bounds by the Bulldogs. It will be Seneca ball. The Royals come back with Garrett Baker. He enters the ball game, and Jackson Konacek seeing their first action. Seneca with the ball, Breyer Wall in the backcourt. Crossover dribble, throws it into the free throw line area. Baker penetrates a bit, tough shot, bangs off the iron. Rebound Devin Iam. Back to Sammy Clary. Clary takes it across half court. Channing Brown on the left wing. Channing attacking the defense, a zone by Seneca. Clary for three. It is short. Rebound pulled down by the Royals. Taking it the other way is Garrett Baker. Dishes off left side. Breyer Wall for three on the rim. No good. Tipped around. Rebound Seneca. Back up and no good, but a foul called on the Bulldogs. That's Ithaca's second foul, and Garrett Baker goes to the free throw line for the first time. Foul is on Micah Salisbury, that's his first. Free throw by Seneca on the rim, and no good. One more for Baker. into the ball game for the Bulldogs, Ethan Berkram and Casey Pomerang. Free throw coming up now for Garrett Baker. Free throw in the air and good in the cylinder. That makes it 14-7. Bulldogs with the ball. They're facing a full court press. Ball goes far side to Berkram. Up to Pomerang. Lobs across to Clary. Sammy brings it near side. Three-pointer. Brown. Good for the Bulldogs. Channing Brown heating it up. It is a 10-point lead for the Bulldogs at 17-7. Now Seneca looking to fast break. They'll throw it back door. Wrapped away by the Bulldogs. Picked up now by Clary. Air mails it to Brown. Deep three on the way. Good. And Seneca wants another timeout. 10:43 to go in the first half. Bulldogs warming up. 20-7, they lead Seneca on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Since 1974, Templin AgriBuilders has been at your service for barn remodeling, machine sheds, calf or young cattle housing, garages, and homes. Talk with Templin AgriBuilders soon at 585-3101. The Templin crew builds the finest pole buildings for farm, commercial, and home, plus siding, roofing, and concrete work. Get it done right and get it done local. Call 585-3101 for a free estimate from Templin AgriBuilders, ready to go to work for you.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Seneca will bring the ball in play. They trail 20-7 after a quick timeout, and they'll bring it across the timeline. Davison down to the baseline, taken there by Baker. Cross-court lob caught by Konacek over the shoulder. He is double-teamed, nowhere to go. Throws it high post, taken away by Devin Iam. Scoots it up to Channing Brown, three in traffic. It is up, no good. Rebound tipped around and into the backcourt. Bulldogs grab it. Seneca grabs it. There's a jump ball. Sammy Clary ties up with Gage Wall and Owen Opright. The arrow gives it to the Bulldogs. They lead 20-7 here with 10:16 remaining in the first half. Sammy Clary will walk it up for the Bulldogs. Seneca in a man-to-man defense. Clary looks right, stops, nowhere to wander, looks backdoor, throws it to Iam, and then a give and go. Sammy in the lane with a left-hand lay-in. Feather touches it in. Bulldogs lead it 22-7. Seneca trapped in the backcourt. Davison up the sideline. Here is Hagenthick. He'll take a 15-footer. Bangs off the back of the iron. Rebound Ethan Berkram and the Bulldogs. Ethan scooting the other way. Throws it to the baseline. Pomerang drives low. Gives it back to Sammy Clary. And now Channing Brown off the free throw line screen. Takes a 15-foot fall away. No good. Rebound by Seneca. Jackson Konacek. And he is fouled. Celebrities here tonight. Bill Twining is here. I would think Bill would be resting up for his big day tomorrow. But he's not. He may just stay up now. Because he'll be up early to go to Mineral Point tomorrow. Seneca brings the ball in play. They'll set it up. Left wing three is open. And that one is no good. As it misses for Davison. Rebound by Iam. He'll bring it up. Now Pomerang drives the other way and scores. Casey Pomerang with his first bucket. 24-7 Bulldogs across the timeline. Seneca. They'll work at the Hagenthick. Fullaway Jay from the baseline. No good. Rebound Pomerang. Clary's up ahead. Stolen by Gage Wall. Wall bringing it the other way. Wings it to the corner. Davison is double-teamed. Now drives lane. Throws it back. High post. Free throw line area, Garrett Baker. Now the kick out, three on the way, no good. Rebound Sammy Clary and a foul on Seneca. Seneca's a very quick team, and you can see where they can cause a team problems. And that's the thing with the upcoming regional and sectional that the Bulldogs will be a part of and Seneca will be a part of. You can say, okay, this team is rated, this team is rated, this team is rated. But then you have a team like Seneca, and They have nothing to lose. Come into the game, they'd be a tough out, and the Bulldogs certainly will be as well. It'll be a fun tournament time. Boys tournament opens a week from Tuesday. Handoff goes to Pommering, back to Salisbury, and down low. Turn around with a hook shot, no good. Hits around, Micah gets the rebound, goes up. He's tied up. Jump ball call. Tied up by Briar Wall. And the ball goes back to Seneca. 8:22 remaining here in the first half. And Ithaca in the lead, 24-7. Seneca will put it in play. Dawson Davison takes it up the left sideline. Hunter Hagensick back to Davison. Crosses the timeline. Baseline Seneca, top of the circle. There's Briar Wall. Wall dishes it. Turnaround shot from the paint. No good by Garrett Baker. Rebound Salisbury. Rifles it up now, and a layup is good by Ethan Burkram. Bulldogs getting those baseball passes going, and they're up 26-7. Seneca is trapped. They'll bring it across to Dawson Davison. Knocked away, and a foul called on Ethan Burkram of Ithaca. That's his first, team's third. Seneca has been whistled for three as well. Devin Iam returns for the Bulldogs. Wes Nelson as well. And Seneca brings it in play. Dawson Davison in the backcourt. Brings it back to Hunter Hagensick. Hagensick to Briar Wall. Now back toward the half-court line. Near side three try. Wall is in and out. Wouldn't go. Rebound Salisbury. Micah brings the up ahead. Clary down deep. Tough shot. Knocked away. Picked up by Seneca. Seneca's outlet. And Salisbury steals it. Tightropes it. Flips it back door. Iam goes in and scores. Pretty play by the Bulldogs. Wow. 28-7. They lead. Up the sidelines. Hagensick for three for Seneca. On the rim. No good. Rebound Pommering. And Casey brings it across half court. Lobs for Salisbury on the baseline. And it got away. It's out of bounds. It'll belong to Seneca. So Seneca will put it in play. 7:05 remaining here in the first half. 28-7. Bulldogs. Seneca breaks the pressure. Down deep. Shot of the way. No good. Rebound fought for. And a jump ball call. Casey Pommering ties up with Reggie George. And Wes Nelson as well. And the arrow points to the Bulldogs. Ithaca will get it back. Salisbury fires it into Casey Pommering. Casey across half court. Down deep. Throws to the baseline. Caught here by Iam. Devin stops. Skips it over to Wes Nelson. Open on the right wing. Nelson back to Clary on the left wing. Looks inside. Nothing. Throws it to Devin Iam out to meet the ball. 15-foot pull away is good. Devin Iam with 4 points. 30-7. Bulldogs pulling away a little bit here in this first half. 6:28 to play. Ball comes across to Briar Wall. Throws it low, and it's out of bounds. Seneca throws it away. Gage Wall will be in for Seneca. And Channing Brown for Ithaca. So Ithaca will have the basketball. They'll bring it in. Channing Brown on the near side. Fires it up to the middle. Salisbury takes it into trouble. Now he's going to have it knocked away. Picks it up near midcourt line. Drives right side. Hands off to Channing. Channing Brown deep out near the Seneca sidelines. Off a screen. Fires it to Wes Nelson. Nelson throws it low. Devin Iam posting up. Kicks it back out to Channing Brown. Deep three on the way. Bulldogs. No good. And the rebound by Seneca's Reggie George. 30-7 Ithaca. Just less than 6 minutes remaining in the first half. A skip pass to the baseline, and Seneca can't hang on. It is out of bounds. Coming up at halftime, the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. We'll talk high school wrestling and a preview of what to expect tomorrow at Mineral Point and Wisconsin Dells. Sammy Clary walks it across, gives it to Wesley Nelson. Nelson in front of the Seneca bench, holds the ball high, gives to Iam. Now near side Salisbury, down low, posting up Nelson, hook shot in the lane, no good. Iam with a rebound, knocked away by Seneca, and out of bounds. So it will be Ithaca basketball. Sammy Clary to do the honors, looks and fires it into Wes Nelson. Nelson back inside to Salisbury. Turnaround 10-footer good. Micah Salisbury makes it 32-7. It's been a while since Seneca has scored. Bulldogs on an 18-0 run. Ball knocked away by Salisbury. Flips it up to the corner. Channing Brown for three on the rim. No good. Seneca gets the rebound from Reggie George. Outlet pass now for Gage Wall. Lobs it left side. Wall. Breyer Wall. On a drive. Davison. Shot up off the glass and in for Dawson Davison. Seneca breaks a long drought. 32-9 in favor of the Bulldogs. 4:43 to go. There's a lob to Wes Nelson. He will score from Clary. Bulldogs run it well. I think they're kind of getting back on track after struggling in a few recent games. 34-9, they lead. Seneca brings it across. They'll work it toward the baseline. Now a fall away in the middle, and it is good by Dawson Davison. He's got a couple of baskets. That makes it 34-11. Ithaca basketball. Sammy Clary walks it across the half-court line. Looks inside. Nothing. Fires to Salisbury, who meets the ball on the left wing. Bounce feed Brown. Fall away Jay from the baseline. On the way, no good. Rebound pulled down by Seneca. Taken by Reggie George. And with 4 minutes to go in the half, Seneca tries to make up some ground. They'll whip it low. Now whip it high. Now to the corner. Three on the way. Won't stay for George. And Sammy Clary with a rebound. Outlet to Wes Nelson. Over to the corner. Channing Brown. Brown backing in for the corner. Drives back toward the half-court line and now sets it up. Right side Nelson. Bounce feed low. Salisbury, the intended receiver. And I believe he stepped out of bounds. Seneca will get it back. These two teams met in a memorable baseball game last spring when Ithaca was making its memorable run to state. And what a great game it was at Seneca. My goodness. Ball goes left side now. A leap-in leaner on the way. No good for Gage Wall. Put back up and good. He got his follow-up to go. 34-13, Ithaca. Ball comes in play to Channing Brown on the left side. Brown will run it. Now crossover dribble. Takes it across the half-court line. Throws it low and nobody there. Out of bounds. A little miscommunication there. Seneca will get it back then. Pass comes in play, and Dawson Davison will walk it down, lobs it across, caught here by Gage Wall. Breyer Wall, turnaround shot up and no good, chases down his miss, goes to the corner, shoots a three, it's up, no good. Rebound by Devin Heim, and a timeout taken by the Bulldogs. 2:53 to play in the first half. Ithaca 34 and Seneca 13 on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
This is Michelle with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Think of your furnace as the heart of your home. In the winter, it's essential to bringing warmth. During the summer, it plays an important role in moving cool air from your condenser. And all year long, your furnace could provide constant air circulation to keep you more comfortable. Therefore, it's important to have it serviced yearly by one of our trained HVAC technicians. We service all makes and models. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating today, 647-6345.
Wes Nelson gets a follow-up put back, and the Bulldogs score out of the timeout. 36-13, Seneca now working it to the paint. A kick out to Davison for three. It won't go. Chased down by Seneca. Gage Wall saves it back inbounds. And now a turnaround from the low post is up and good by Reggie George. This first field goal, 36-15 the score. Ball comes near side, back to the far side. Clary for three. Got it. Sammy Clary nails a three. The Bulldogs are seeing it tonight. 39-15. Ball out of bounds on the near side, and a foul has been called. 1:57 remaining in the first half, and Seneca will have the basketball. foul is called on Ethan Berkram, I believe. Ball goes to the corner. Baseline jumper is up and good by Reggie George. So that will put it now at a 39-17 score. Bulldogs with the ball, a minute 40 remaining first half. Sammy Clary on the left wing, off his screen from Iams, stops, throws it near side. Salisbury penetrates, 10-footer on the way, good. Salisbury with six, 41-17, Ithaca. Seneca takes it across half court. They'll set it up. Gage Wall for a three from the corner, good. That's the Seneca we're expecting to see here as this game goes on. Pretty deadly shooting themselves. 41-20 with a minute nine in the first. Down to the baseline, Pomering throws it into the paint, picked off by Seneca. And here they go. Gage Wall baseballs it the other way. Salisbury runs into the wall trying to save it. It will be Seneca basketball. Bulldogs hustling well tonight, looking good. And playing well as a team. Ball comes in play, caught for a little flip up and no good for Reggie George and out of bounds. So it will be Ithaca basketball. Ithaca leads in the foul department 5-3 and on the scoreboard by 21. Channing Brown across the timeline, hands off to Sammy Clary, now to Micah Salisbury, back to Pomering. Pomering penetrates a bit, throws to Brown. Channing, deep three on the way from the corner. No good. Rebound pulled down by Davison. And he'll sprint the other way with the basketball in tow. 30 seconds remaining. Skips it across the right side. Breyer Wall, three on the way. No good. Rebound Channing Brown, and it's off to the races. Brown along the near side. Penetrates, reverse lay-in, won't go. Rebound Devin Iams, put back, no good. Out of bounds, last touch by Seneca. 14.8 seconds remaining in the first half. Ithaca basketball. And Sammy Clary will start it in play. Ball comes in now to Iams. Right side Pomering. Clary for three. Set play from the corner. No good. 9 seconds. Brown saves it off of Seneca and out of bounds. It will belong to the Bulldogs in the deep corner. Seneca looking to bring in Hunter Hagensick for defensive purposes. 6.4 seconds remaining in the first half. Sammy Clary will inbound the ball from the sideline. Sammy lobs into the backcourt. Channing Brown, four, three. Brown pulls up, three in traffic. No good. And out of bounds. That will do it. 41-20. Ithaca leads Seneca in Ridge and Valley Conference boys basketball. Thank you for joining us tonight. Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update at halftime is coming up. And more regular features on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
Going on tomorrow, it will be sectional wrestling. Ithaca Weston has three underclassmen competing in their first sectional, sophomore Ashton Bennett and juniors Nolan Waldner and Mac Neef. North Crawford Seneca has two at the D3 sectional, including junior Jaron Grimsled competing in his third sectional and senior Thomas Sprosty competing in his first. For Riverdale, they have a good showing as they head to the next level with a total of eight wrestlers competing for the Chieftains. They are led by Caden Renish, along with Riley Wanick. Brody Meese will be there, along with senior Sean Duffy, junior Chase McGuire. They are joined as well by sophomores Terry Sage and Grant Matthews, and by freshman Lakota Brewer. The Chieftains are coached by Jeff Campbell.
I think with our sectional now, you bring in Aquinas, now you got the top three ranked teams in the state in one sectional. So those teams between Fenimore and Aquinas, I think, pretty much have their full teams there. And then, you know, IG's bringing about 10 or 11. There's a lot of great competition. And then you're going to have some other schools that have their two or three individuals that are going to take spots out of weight classes. So our kids are pretty focused about that. We've talked this week about just taking it you know, one round at a time and just understanding that, yeah, it's the top three, but give yourself a shot in the best available spot and, you know, try to finish as high as you can. You never know, even that fourth place finish could get a call, you know, next week. So you really want to kind of work as far as you can in the bracket and place as high as you can.
When you go to Mineral Point, this is kind of an unprecedented thing where you go to the same place three weekends in a row. You kind of know the routine now, don't you?
Yeah, we sure do. We know our way around there pretty good. Our junior high was actually there the Friday night before the conference tournament, too. So we've had fans there quite a few weekends in a row. We made a lot of trips down there to Mineral Point. But, yeah, we know the routine. We know